Article audio is made possible by Cast 11 Prescott Podcast Network, a Talking Glass Media production. March is Women's History Month, and it's no exaggeration to claim that if it weren't for strong women throughout the Prescott history, we would not have the community we do today. Many locals know about incredible women such as Violet Jimilia, America's first chiefess, Charlotte Hall, Grace Sparks, and Grace Chapman, but not that many people give credit to the Monday Club, a group of ladies that were known for civilizing Prescott. In 1895, a group of educated wives of the politicians desired to make Prescott more civilized. They began a group called Prescott Women's Club, but, not wanting it to be assumed they were solely focused on women's suffrage, they changed the name to the Monday Club. Jenny Tridle, the popular and charming wife of the 5th Territorial Governor, Frederick A. Tridle, was the first Monday Club president, serving for 5 one-year terms. Florence Gould was the club's first secretary. Tridle wanted Prescott to have a library, and Gould wanted to improve public education. But, first things first, one of the initial acts of the Monday Club was to persuade the city to pass an ordinance prohibiting spitting on the sidewalks, which also had the added benefit of slowing the spread of tuberculosis. Definitely a civilizing move. That task completed, they turned to starting a local library. As their membership grew to about 79, each member was required to donate one or more books for the cause. Fundraisers and entertainment would have as a price the donation of a donated book. In one evening, they netted 400 books. Finally, they opened a small library in the basement of the Bank of Arizona building. Showing foresight by ensuring their collection, when the Great Fire of 1900 swept through, they were able to collect $1,800 for their lost books. A letter sent by Julie Goldwater to Andrew Carnegie brought a pledge of $4,000 if the community would raise matching funds. According to Prescott Arizona History Blogspot, the undaunted women stormed ahead with great vigor. Money was raised with teas, entertainments, lectures, and dances. Husbands were drafted into the service, shaking down Whiskey Row patrons for donations. This went on for 3 years until, finally, a total of $6,000 was raised locally, giving the library a sizable $10,000 budget. The new Carnegie Library, the first in Arizona, was built on the corner of Marina and Gurley Streets and opened on November 24, 1903, serving until 1974 when the library moved to its current spot at 215 East Goodwin Street. The original building is still standing and now houses office suites. Read more about the Monday Club on prescottishistory.blogspot.com.